AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Tropical storm warnings north and south Carolina as preseason tropical storm Anna slowly moves toward the coast. National Hurricane Center Chief of Forecast Operations James Franklin.
We're not expecting too much in the way of flooding. We could see 1 to 2 feet of storm surge along the coast. That's not a lot. And in terms of rainfall, we're talking about 1 to 3 inches mainly. A few spots could get up to 5.
Franklin warns of rip currents from the storm as it slowly moves up the East Coast this weekend. Severe weather forecasts for the plains. Thunderstorms, heavy rain, a chance of flash flooding, along with snow from the Rockies to the Black Hills of South Dakota. National Weather Service forecaster Bruce Sullivan.
That's going to intensify as it moves northeastward toward the central plains during the afternoon and the overnight period. As it does so, it's going to draw a lot of very moist air up through the central plains back toward parts of the central northern Rockies.
Up to 5 inches of snow possible in the Nebraska Panhandle. Parts of South Dakota could get as much as a foot. Officially, 30 prison inmates are dead, along with 6 guards, as 40 other inmates escaped from a prison in eastern Iraq. AP's Paul Shim reports from Baghdad.
There was a dramatic prison break late Friday night in the eastern province of Diyala, in the city of Khalas. What happened was there was a fight inside the prison between the prisoners themselves, and when the guards opened the gates to try to break up the fight, the prisoners suddenly turned on them, wrestled away their weapons, and started a breakout in the entire prison.
Provincial officials put the toll much higher, 51 inmates and 12 police officers dead and more than 200 inmates on the run. Bodies of those killed in a Pakistani helicopter crash have arrived at a military base near the capital, Islamabad. The dead include ambassadors from the Philippines and Norway, as well as the wives of ambassadors from Malaysia and Indonesia. This is AP Radio News. 9 deputies have been fired by Chatham County, Georgia Sheriff Al St. Lawrence after the death of a 22-year-old college student who had been restrained in the county jail in Savannah. St. Lawrence says the firings are based on a pair of investigations into the New Year's Day death of Matthew Ajibade, who had been arrested on a domestic violence charge. A Utah woman is convicted for being behind the wheel during a 50-mile crime chase that led to one sheriff's deputy's death, another wounded. AP correspondent Alex Chihok reports 18-year-old Megan Grunwald's attorneys tried to convince the jurors that she was a victim.
Because she was 17 when it happened, she's not eligible for the death penalty. Her lawyer tried to say that she was just a scared girl who had trusted a much older manipulative man.
Grunwald could get life in prison when sentenced in July. Her 27-year-old boyfriend was killed in a shootout with police. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.